You will hear five different people describing five different recipes for desserts. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H which speaker's recipe fits the description given. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds in which to look through part three.
This is one of my favourite desserts, and it isn't too difficult if you've got a bit of time on your hands. The traditional recipe uses brown sugar, but I have always preferred honey. You drip the honey over a thick layer of yoghurt to form a thin covering. This can be quite tricky, and you need a steady hand. Then press the fruit into the honey and scatter chopped nuts over the top. Finally, to add that extra special something, put a few pinches of ground cinnamon over it shortly before serving.
Speaker 2.
Once you've assembled all your chopped fruit pieces in a bowl, you need to make the blancmange mixture to pour over them. This is made by beating together cream, apple juice, honey, and 2 tablespoons of rum, and then heating the mixture before dissolving the gelatin. I must just mention that gelatin is made from the hooves of cows, so unfortunately some people won't be too keen on this. Anyway, once the mixture has cooled sufficiently, it can be poured over the fruit and left to set in the refrigerator.
Speaker 3.
Take the sponge cake base out of the oven and then turn it out to cool on a wire rack. Now you can turn your attention to the topping. The strawberries need to be fresh, so you will only really be able to make this recipe from May to early July. After that, raspberries can be used instead up to late August. The fruit should be halved and have the tough cores removed. You may need a good sharp knife for this. After that, arrange the halves in a symmetrical pattern around the top of the sponge. And finally, spread fresh yoghurt over this and garnish with grated chocolate.
Speaker 4.
Now, this one is always popular with youngsters. There is really no point nowadays in making your own vanilla ice cream, since the quality in the shops is so good. But homemade chocolate sauce is another matter and quite inexpensive to make. You just heat some cooking chocolate in a pan with a little water and brown sugar and bring to the boil for a few minutes. When it has cooled, you'll have a thick, dark, sticky sauce that the kids will love. And indeed, it's such a simple method that they could even make it themselves.
Speaker 5.
Once again, you leave the sponge cake to cool after baking and turn your attention to the marzipan. You will need 250 grams of ground almonds. Now, these are about £1.50 for a 50-gram packet, so you'll not want to waste any. Mix the ground almonds with 250 grams of caster sugar and add a whole egg that's been thoroughly beaten and laced with dark rum and almond flavouring. Knead the mixture into a thick paste and then roll flat on a work surface sprinkled with icing sugar. Brush the sponge cake with a mixture of rum and almond flavouring before placing the marzipan around it. You will hear the piece again.
This is one of my favourite desserts, and it isn't too difficult if you've got a bit of time on your hands. The traditional recipe uses brown sugar, but I have always preferred honey. You drip the honey over a thick layer of yoghurt to form a thin covering. This can be quite tricky, and you need a steady hand. Then press the fruit into the honey and scatter chopped nuts over the top. Finally, to add that extra special something, put a few pinches of ground cinnamon over it shortly before serving.
Speaker 2.
Once you've assembled all your chopped fruit pieces in a bowl, you need to make the blancmange mixture to pour over them. This is made by beating together cream, apple juice, honey, and 2 tablespoons of rum, and then heating the mixture before dissolving the gelatin. I must just mention that gelatin is made from the hooves of cows, so unfortunately, some people won't be too keen on this. Anyway, once the mixture has cooled sufficiently, it can be poured over the fruit and left to set in the refrigerator.
Speaker 3.
Take the sponge cake base out of the oven and then turn it out to cool on a wire rack. Now you can turn your attention to the topping. The strawberries need to be fresh, so you will only really be able to make this recipe from May to early July. After that, raspberries can be used instead up to late August. The fruit should be halved and have the tough cores removed. You may need a good sharp knife for this. After that, arrange the halves in a symmetrical pattern around the top of the sponge. And finally, spread fresh yoghurt over this and garnish with grated chocolate.
Speaker 4.
Now, this one is always popular with youngsters. There is really no point nowadays in making your own vanilla ice cream, since the quality in the shops is so good. But homemade chocolate sauce is another matter and quite inexpensive to make. You just heat some cooking chocolate in a pan with a little water and brown sugar and bring to the boil for a few minutes. When it has cooled, you'll have a thick, dark, sticky sauce that the kids will love. And indeed, it's such a simple method that they could even make it themselves.
Speaker 5. Once again, you leave the sponge cake to cool after baking and turn your attention to the marzipan. You will need 250 grams of ground almonds. Now, these are about £1.50 for a 50-gram packet, so you'll not want to waste any. Mix the ground almonds with 250 grams of caster sugar and add a whole egg that's been thoroughly beaten and laced with dark rum and almond flavouring. Knead the mixture into a thick paste and then roll flat on a work surface sprinkled with icing sugar. Brush the sponge cake with a mixture of rum and almond flavouring before placing the marzipan around it.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.